Sisters, let's turn to the Bible, New Testament, Gospel according to John.
弟兄们，让我们来到回到圣经，约翰福音。
John's Gospel, Chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
Let's read from chapter 3, verse 33 to 36.
我们从33节到36节。
33. He who has received his testimony has set his seal to this, that God is true.
那领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。
His testimony.It's a testimony of the Lord Jesus, whatever Lord Jesus says to us.
他所见证的就印上他的印，来见证是从神是真的。
He who has received his testimony, that's 34. For he whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure.
34节，神所差来的就说神的话。因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
The Father loved the Son and has given all things into His hand. He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him.
父爱子已将万有交在他手里，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。神的震怒常在他身上。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
We're going to read from verse 1 through 29.
我们要从第一节读到二十九节。
Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John,
主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多。
Although Jesus himself was not baptizing, but his disciples were.
其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。
He left Judea and went away again into Galilee.
他就离开了犹大，又往加利利去。
He had to pass through Samaria.
必须经过撒玛利亚。
So he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the patch of ground that.Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
于是到了撒玛利亚一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。
And Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, being weary from his journey, was sitting thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour.
在那里有雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正。
For the time's sake, maybe we can we're going to just read the English maybe from 7 to 14, and Chinese from 15 to 25, etc. You know, so because time concern, so I'm going to read the first just Chinese, just English from verse 7 to 14.
因为时间关系，那么从第七节到第十四节呢，我就用英文念。后面呢用中文念。
So there came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Verse 9. Therefore the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink since I am a Samaritan woman?" For Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Verse 10, Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." She said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle. Jesus answered and said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I'll give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
15节,
yeah, from 15 to 26, Chinese.
15到26节, 妇人说, 先生, 请把这水赐给我, 叫我不渴, 也不用来这么远拿水。 耶稣说, 你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。 妇人说, 我没有丈夫。 耶稣说, 你说没有丈夫是不错的。 你已经有五个丈夫, 你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。 你这话是真的。 妇人说, 先生, 我看出你是先知, 我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜, 你们倒说, 应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。 耶稣说, 妇人, 你当信我, 时候将到, 你们拜父也不在这山上, 也不在耶路撒冷。 你们所拜的, 你们不知道, 我们所拜的, 我们知道, 因为旧恩是从犹太人出来的。 时候将到, 如今就是了, 那真正拜父的, 是要用心灵和诚实拜他, 因为父要这样的人拜他。 神是个灵, 所以拜他的, 必须用心灵和诚实拜他。 妇人说, 我知道弥赛亚要来, 他来了, 必将一切的事都告诉我们。 26节, 耶稣说, 这和你说话的就是他。
So here, Father just read for us in Chinese. I want to just ask you to pay special attention to this, what Lord Jesus says.
这里我希望大家特别来注意主耶稣说的话。
In verse 13, when Jesus answered this Samaritan woman, he said, Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
在这里呢, 主耶稣回答撒玛利亚人的时候, 他跟他说, 喝这个井里水的人还会再渴, 但是如果他们喝了主耶稣赐给他们的水, 喝了这水的必永远不再渴, 因为这所赐的水要在他们的里头成为泉源，只涌到永生。
And then the 23 and 24, But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshippers. 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
另外一处让大家, 注意的主耶稣的话是在23、24节, 时候将到, 如今就是了, 那真正拜父的, 是用心灵和诚实拜他, 因为父要这样的人拜他。 24节, 神是个灵, 所以拜他的, 必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
For the rest, I'm going to just read in English.
好, 剩下的我来用英文来读。
And verse 28, So the woman left her water pot and went into the sea and said to the men, Come, See a man who told me all the things that I've done. This is not the Christ, is it? They went out of the city and were coming to him. And then I will read the last verse at the 42. And they were saying to the woman, the Samaritans, say to the woman, It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world.
42节呢, 是周围的撒玛利亚人对这位妇人所说的话。 面对妇人说, 现在我们信, 不是因为你的话, 是我们亲自听见了, 知道这真是救世主。
Have a word of prayer before we start sharing.
我们分享一下，我们才一起有祈祷。
Father, we thank you for your great grace and mercy on us today.
父，我们感谢你在我们身上所彰显的恩典与怜悯。
So that we can come before you to the Lord Jesus.
让我们能够来到基督的面前。
We pray that you will open the eyes of our hearts.
我们来祷告祈求你能将我们心打开。
So that we can see the Lord Jesus.
让我们能够在心里面看见我们的主耶稣。
May you open our ear.
也求你来打开我们的耳朵。
So we can hear his voice.
我们能够听到他的话语。
And those who see and hear will be saved.
那些听到看到的就得蒙拯救。
We have this eternal life in Him.
在他里面具有那永远的生命。
May you bless all who are here today.
也请你来祝福今天所有在座的。
And the Sunday school teachers downstairs, all the children.
还有我们楼下服侍儿童的主日学的老师。
And those who are online.
还有在线上参加聚会的。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy, precious name we pray.
我们的祷告是奉基督耶稣最为圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen. So we share this Samaritan woman. This a long conversation Lord Jesus had with this woman.
我们今天分享是关于我们读到的这一段撒玛利亚妇人和主耶稣的交谈。
So when the Apostle John tells about the things of the Lord Jesus, what he said and what he done.
当使徒约翰来谈论、来讲述主耶稣在地上所做、所说的时候呢
，He tells us many instances of the Lord when he had this conversation with individuals.
他常常记述的一个角度是来告诉、记录那些。一个一个，主耶稣一对一的交谈的那样的一个故事。
They spend a lot of time, a lot of the letters, the words to describe the conversation that Lord held with these individuals.
我们看到约翰用了非常多的篇幅来记述这种一对一的这样一个一个记载下来的主耶稣的和人交谈的故事。
So last time.We read chapter 3, and Lord Jesus had conversation with Nicodemus.
上一次我们分享第三章的时候，在那个时候他讲述的那个故事，就是主耶稣跟尼哥底母的对话。
Talking about the born again.
他们谈论的主题就是关乎重生。
You must be born again.
就是你们必须要重生。
Now this chapter, it tells us.About the story that Lord Jesus talked to this Samaritan woman.
在第四章呢，我约翰要记录下来主耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人这么一段交谈的事。
And this whole conversation that actually starts off from chapter 3, verse 33.
实际上，这一段的交谈的起点呢，其实源自于第三章的33节。
So he says, he who has received his testimony, that he means, of course, us, individual, all of us.
33节他说那些领受他见证的也就是我们。
We see his testimony, Lord Jesus' testimony, has set his seal to this, that God is true.
他说领受他见证的就印上印证明神是真的。
If we believe in the Lord Jesus and what he says, then...That we have in ourselves the inner assurance that God is true.
如果我们相信神的话，在我们里面，我们就有这样一个印，因为在里面我们知道神是真的。
And we see how this play in this Samaritan woman.
我们就在这里就看到，在这个时候就来到一个跟撒玛利亚妇人对话的这样一个。
And second thing he mentioned here is verse 33. He said.Who has received? So 34 is that, for he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives his spirit without measure.
34节，神所差来的就说神的话，啊，因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量。
So he's talking about the two things that the Lord Jesus, who speaks the word of God.
他这里就说到两件事，第一个就是，耶稣他说的是神的话。
Because the Lord Jesus came down from heaven, so he speaks the words of the heaven.
因为他是从天上来，他为着天上的神来出口。
And Lord Jesus had His Holy Spirit to give everyone He wishes.
他也将这个圣灵赐给他所眷顾的每一位人。
And again, we can see this how these two points apply to this Samaritan woman.
我们也看到这两点在接下来的撒玛利亚妇人这个故事里面都能够看出来。
How the Lord told her about the words of God.And how Lord promised that if she received word of God, trusted in Him, then she will have this living water in Him as well.
这两点我们就看到，借着跟撒玛利亚人的对话，我们就看到他主耶稣为神所出口，他也教导这个妇人，如果他愿意相信，那么神就把这个活水赐给他。让他那个活水的泉源能够直涌到永生。
So not only that God, the Lord told him about word of God, but also Lord promised that if she believes in Him, then she'll have this well of living water, and that springing up to eternal life.
主耶稣告诉他，如果愿意相信，那么这个活水的泉源就会赐给他们，这样的活水会涌到，直涌到永生。
We can say that living water stands for the Holy Spirit.
我们知道这个活水，代预表的就是圣灵。
And then says fourth point is the Father loved the Son, has given all things into His hand. He who believes in the Son has eternal life.
神已将万有交给他。然后让赐给在永生里面能够有这样活水的源泉。
So it tells us the Lord Jesus can give whoever He wants to give eternal life.
他也告诉我们，主耶稣有这样的权柄，能够将永远的生命赐给人。
And we can see that how this applies to the Samaritan woman again.
我们也看到了这样的恩典临到撒玛利亚妇人。
And the fifth point He mentioned here, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life.And the wrath of God abides on him.
还有一点是在三十六节，他说到不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
It speaks of the life without Christ.
他讲到了一个没有基督的那样的生命。
And this applies to the life of Samaritan woman before she met the Lord.
这样生命的光景，恰恰就是撒玛利亚妇人的见到主耶稣之前的光景。
So we just read through this her story.
我们刚刚读过了他的这个故事。
Her encounter with the Lord Jesus.
他遇到了主耶稣。
And briefly, we can see this woman actually had five husbands.
我们在对话当中也看到，这个妇女其实有五个丈夫。
We can see her lifestyle.
我们甚至能够看到她的那个生活的方式。
And the current one that she had.Was not even her husband.
那么她现在的丈夫甚至都不是她的丈夫。
And we can see that it's a five points in her life.
我们就好像在撒玛利亚妇人身上看到了前面第三章讲到这个。
What kind of life that she lived?
我们也能想象出她活在什么样的一个光景里面。
First of all, that we can see that she lives a life that's not satisfying.
首先，我们知道这样一个。生命是不能满足人的那样的生命。
She keep changing the husband.
她一直在换丈夫。
One after another, because everyone cannot satisfy her.
好像一个接着一个，因为她得不到满足。
And Bible says, ask us this question: Why do we spend money on the things that cannot satisfy us?
这就好像那个问题就是为什么在那些我们不能让我们得到满足的事物上，我们要花费精力、时间呢
？And then God invites us, says, "Come, who are thirsty, you can have this water and then come if you're hungry, and it's all free without money.
而与此同时，神又就要呼召我们来到他面前，因为他给我们的供应是那样的是免费的，给我们那样丰盛的可吃可喝的供应。
So you can see in this story that Lord Jesus actually called out for this woman.
我们在这样对话里就看到了主耶稣就要亲自的来呼召这个妇人。
To receive the gift from God.
来让他愿意，他得了从神来的这样的馈赠，这样的礼物。
So that I hope that invitation that we can all hear the invitation, especially those who have committed your life to Christ Jesus yet.
我希望那些还没有认识神的人也能听到这样的邀请，来回应这样的呼召。
Now, second point, we can see that she lived life by herself almost. She did not have friend. It's a life of loneliness.
那第二点，在他的生活当中，我也看到他似乎是一个人生活，有这样的那样的孤单的那样的情景。
So loneliness actually sometimes called the modern plague.
这孤单呢，常常有的人称作它好像是那样的一种
瘟疫，
像 more
现代的
人的一种疾病，一种瘟疫。
And because it actually affects everyone.
因为它就像瘟疫一样，它会影响，慢慢的影响很多人。
No matter how big a crowd in the party, you still feel lonely.
这个情形就好像你身处一个非常热闹的一个聚会当中，但是你内心仍然会感到很孤独。
And especially that we all pass through the pandemic.
尤其我们刚刚经历了。而且大流行的我们都有这样的体会
shelter in place
好像那样的
关在家里了
yeah, 就是大家都隔离在家里会有这样的体验
and it created extreme lonely environments
那样我们感觉到一个非常孤单的那一个环境
for us and also for our children
对于我们还是无论是我们还是孩子，都有那样的。
And we all still affected by this loneliness, being left alone.
这样的一种影响，甚至影响到现在，我们仍然会有那种孤单、被隔离的那种感觉。
So now we all have this mental distress in us.
甚至我们那个思绪里面还会有这样的负面的这样。孤单的那种情绪的影响，它在我们的那种情绪里面。
Especially our teenagers.
尤其是我看到我们的年轻人对年轻的影响。
They are impacted on the most.
他们可能是被影响最大的一个群体。
So her life is life of loneliness.
我们看到这个妇人，她的那个生活是非常孤单的。
She came to draw water.
她来一个人打水。
At noon.
在中午的，在午正的时候。
The Chinese translation says noon directly.
那中文的翻译就翻译成正午。
And NLSP translates as a sixth hour.
那英文的翻译说是第六个小时。
And translated in Jewish time is actually noon.
那么在犹太人的那个时间表里面，第六个小时就是正午的时间。
Roman's time would be different.
罗马的时间可能不一样。
So we can see this woman, she came to draw water at noon.
我们就看到这个妇人在正午的时候来打水。
Actually, in that time, women came to draw water at sunset.
但是在那个时候呢，大部分人打水是在。黄昏日落的时候来。
And when sun came down, is the breathing, the air is was doable. It's not too hot, so people came in the groups. Women came in the groups, came to draw water.
所以大家在黄昏的时候来，就是因为那个时候更加凉爽一些，成群结队的大家会一起来打水。
But this Samaritan woman came to draw water at noon because she was alone.
但是这一位孤单的撒玛利亚妇人，她却一个人在正午的时候来打水。
Or she wanted to be left alone.
她愿意这样孤单的一个人，她选择这样。
And the third point we can see in her life is that she had this the life of sense of guilt in her.
那第三个点我们可以看到的是，她对自己的罪，她是有内心的那样的亏欠，有这样的。
She had five wives, five husbands. Even at today, only you see a big movie star, right? They have these five marriages. But back then, divorcing and remarriage is very rare. Especially now, she has five husbands.
她愧疚的原因就是因为也许在今天可能有五个丈夫，可能并不新鲜事，尤其在明清当中。但是在那个时候，一个妇人能够这么多的婚姻，这是其实是非常让她觉得羞耻的。
So that you also know that this we have conscience. Conscience will tell us about our guilt, our wrongs.
那我们就看到在这里面我们人的那个良知是起着作用的，这个良知告诉我们是有犯罪的，是有亏欠，是羞愧的。
even though she may not have this direct revelation from God, but she had this conscience in her.
尽管那个时候她还没有和神恢复那样的直接的关系，但是 她的良知仍然有着功用。
So Bible tells usThose who do not have the law of God will be judged by our conscience.
所以圣经也告诉我们，那些不认识神的人，他也会被自己的良知、良心所审判。
Sometimes we keep on refusing listening to what conscience tells us, then you will not go away. The voice of conscience will go into our subconscious.
那常常的当人们都有这样的体验，就是内心的良知会对你来讲话。当你哪怕不愿意去倾听的时候，甚至是那个潜意识的，也会慢慢的对你的会一直影响，一直让人有感觉。
So voices of conscience go into our subconscious, and one day you will be resurfaced.
那么只要良心还发挥着功用，那么它通过其实潜意识的方式，有一天也会把你能够带到那个正确的路上。
As when I first hear the gospel, that my conscience start to work again.
那我自己就觉得，当我第一次听到福音的时候，好像我里面的那个良心良知好像又苏醒了一样。
All of a sudden, I see images myself that inside me there was this attitude that God will do to me. I even hadn't know I had that attitude.
好像我一下子就心里面对我以前所做的事情好像一下子就清楚了，那样一个那样一个态度，好像就神就放在我心里，让我一下子就明白。
The attitude of pride, looking down on everyone.
给我的那个强烈的提醒就是，好像我那个时候自己那个骄傲啊，看不起身边所有的人，那样的一个感觉一下子就出来。
So this third point was you live actually under this this sense of guilt.
那我们刚才说的第三点，我们看到这个妇人，她是拎着良知，她是有那个悔意。
And also, fourth point is that we can see that she felt ashamed. She lived a life of shame.
那第四点，我们就知道她是感到为自己的那个生活感到羞愧的。
That's the reason why she went to draw water by herself.
这恰恰也就是她为什么要选择一个人在正午来打水的原因。
Because she wants to avoid the finger pointing.
因为她不想看到周遭人对她指指点点。
So she had this sense of shame.
那她心里面是有那样的一个感知的。
And then we can see the fifth point, that she lived a life of disappointment.
那第五点我们也是能感觉到她的那个生活是令她失望的，她并不满意那样的生活。
She married a husband, first husband.
她嫁给第一个丈夫。
She was very disappointed because he cannot satisfy her.
然后她失望不满意。
And she changed another.
然后她又换了另外一个丈夫。
And then she again was let down, so she changed another.
所以她又不满意，又失望，然后又再次换。
And she changed five husbands.
她已经换了五个丈夫。
And finally she said,Let me just stay with her. Like today, very modern, this woman. They just live together without marriage.
就好像，到最后，她到第五个的时候，好像她就觉得，好像这个生活就是这样了，就将就下来，那样过一个不满意，但是就那样的生活，就好像。
She was disappointed with the marriage.
她对她的婚姻生活其实是失望的。
What this piece of paper certificate do to me?
好像那一纸结婚的证书好像对她没有太大的意义。
So her attitude reflects today's many people.
她的那个对于婚姻生活的态度，特别像今天很多人的那种光景。
So current one she stayed with actually was not even her husband.
那在当时她所一起生活的人，甚至都不是她的丈夫。
We see this, the one philosopher, I think, that he said this, human beings have the two great tragedies.
我知道有一个非常有名的哲学家说过一句名言，他说人类有最终极的两个悲剧。
One is not getting what he wants.
第一个悲剧就是他想得的得不到。
The other is getting what he wanted.
第二个悲剧就是他想得到的得到。
If you cannot get what you really wanted, you put up all the time and money and efforts, but you still couldn't get it. You keep on making effort.
如果你有一个特别想追求的东西，你愿意花上自己所有的时间精力去追求，到最后仍然得不到这样的结果。
There's a phrase, I don't know if you've heard of it. Get rich or die trying. Heard of that?
这就好像有一个一个说法，一个流行的说法，也是刚刚听到。这说法翻译成中文就好像，要么就变富有，要么就还不如死了算了，就这样一个态度。
And the second tragedy is, once you get what you wanted and find out it does not satisfy you, you will let it down.
第二个悲剧呢，就是当你经历了苦苦的追求，最后终于得到了你想要的东西，但是发现你所追求的这样东西其实并不能满足你，那样带来的一个痛苦。
So we are in this vicious cycle of getting what we wanted and get what we wanted.And disappointed, we tried again, another one.
这样就好像一个非常可悲的这样一个循环，把人困在里面，让他去追求，然后得到失望，再开始新的追求。
Like this Samaritan woman, one husband cannot satisfy her, so change to another. She just changed, keep changing it.
就好像撒玛利亚妇人的活出来的光景，她追求一个丈夫，然后。得到，然后不满足，然后又继续下一个循环。
She tried five times. She married five husbands, and still couldn't get it.
她试了五次，这样最后仍然得不到满足的生活。
Because this is a vicious cycle of disappointment.
这就是一个好像那样的一个非常悲剧的这样的一个循环。
So we can see that her life first is a life of not satisfying, and life that loneliness.And life that's full of guilt and a life that full of shame and a life that full of disappointment.
我们就借着这样简短的对话就看到撒玛利亚妇人过的生活是不能满足她的，她是生活在孤单她有那样的愧疚，她甚至觉得羞愧，然后对自己的生活的状态也非常失望的。
And her getting to the Lord Jesus, who get to know Jesus, actually also have the obstacles. So I'd like to list this five of them that for us to see from her story, what are the obstacles for her to know Lord Jesus, to know God.
那她这样一个生活的状态，生命的光景，其实也是一个拦阻她来到神面前的那样一个实实在在的拦阻。我们能
The first obstacle is the prejudice and pride, prejudice that she had.
那第一个拦阻她来到主面前的就是她那个骄傲。
骄傲和偏见。
骄傲和偏见。
Prejudice. So she had this prejudice against Jews.
她那样的一个偏见是对于犹太人的偏见。
She was a Samaritan woman. So when Lord Jesus asked for water, a drink of water from her, she says, "How can you, being a Jew, ask me, being a Samaritan woman, water?" Because Jews and Samaritans, they are at odds with each other. Jews despise Samaritans, and Samaritans despise Jews.
他第一个偏见就是关于主耶稣的身份。当主耶稣向他要水喝的时候，他却质疑，他说：“你一个犹太人，为什么要向我这个我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”因为在当时的条件下，这个撒玛利亚人跟犹太人互相鄙视，互相是瞧不起对方。
So this is an ethnic prejudice. When I first shared the gospel to my family, my sister from Japan, from Korea, and from Taiwan, we all gather together, right, my family, with my parents, I shared the gospel. The first response from them was, why the Savior is not Chinese?
这样一个偏见我也经历过，这样一个尤其我记得我的第一次跟我的姐姐们传福音的时候，他们第一次谈到主耶稣的时候，他们的第一个问题就是，哎，为什么这一位救世主他不是中国人，他为什么是犹太人？
Chinese are the greatest people in the whole world. Chinese culture is greatest, and we have saints. You know, Chinese has saints, so many saints. Why the Savior, that the gospel is not Chinese?
他们觉得，哎，中国这个中国人是非常伟大的民族，我们有非常多的圣人，那为什么这么一个救世的这样一个伟人不是中国人呢？
And we have this prejudice because of social status.
我们因着头脑里面的一些认识，我们会有这样的偏见。
And also children, they are very advanced in modern schools. They have this prejudice against their parents. They always feel that the parents does not know more than they do.
那我们也看到这样的偏见也在孩子们身上，因为他们在学校里面学的新的知识，所以他们常常会觉得父母懂得不如他多，父母知道的新的东西不如他多。
I went to colleges, graduated from graduate schools. My parents maybe graduated from elementary school.
好像有的孩子甚至他是从大学毕业的学生，但是他的父母可能只是小学毕业的，只是小学的学历，所以他心里面有那种偏见，有那种看不起。
We have so many prejudices in our life that we cannot see the truth, cannot hear the truth.
这样一些我们生活当中的无处不在的偏见也拦阻了我们去认识真理，认识主耶稣。
And second thing that the barrier that she had,
第二个拦阻在她身上
was this a tradition,
就是那样一个传统。
Jacob's well that their forefathers gave to them, left them.
就是关于两个井，他们的先祖留给他们的这样的水井。
哦，就是 thousand years ago, Jacob, their forefather's name, and not their well, and left them with this well. So from all generations, they've been drinking this the water from this well.
Yeah, 他们认为千百年前他们的祖宗雅各就把这井留给他们，然后他们自己，他们甚至牲畜都在这里 喝这个井的水，非常多的，这是他们的传统。
When Lord Jesus says, "I'll give you the living water," she says, "We have this Jacob's well, the well that we've been drinking, and my forefathers they've been drinking, and so this good tradition passed on to us. It's a good." But that good tradition blocked our view to hear the truth.
所以当主耶稣跟他说，他要把他的这个活水赐给他们的时候，他们第一个反应是：哦，我们喝的水，就是一直以来就是从这个我们祖宗雅各赐给我们的井里面来的，我们一直就喝这里面的水。好像这样一个传统好像是好的，但他当他拦阻认识神的时候，他就变成不好的。
Many Confucius scholars refuse to listen to the truth of the gospel.
那也有很多读很多儒家的《论语》的这样的中国人，他因着这样的传统认识，他就拒绝来信福音。
So this tradition, I think everywhere you have a good tradition, that will become a barrier to come to the Lord Jesus.
我想，不管是任何背景的人，他都有这样身上的一些传统的东西来拦阻他认识神。
So we see that this is the second barrier that she had.
我们看到这是他身上看到那样第二层的拦阻。
And the third one, or fourth one, had something to do with her lifestyle.
那么第三个拦阻就是他那样生活的一个方式。
So third one is her sinful lifestyle.
她的那样的生活是在最终的生活。
So she had this five husbands, and the current one not even hers.
她有五个丈夫，甚至现在的都并不是她的丈夫。
So Bible calls such as the pleasures of sin.
圣经里管这个叫
最终之乐。And we know that the Bible tells us that it's not that God does not want to get closer to us because of sin block God from coming to us.
圣经里告诉我们，并不是神不愿意来亲近我们，而是我们身上的罪阻挡了神，让神不能来靠近我们。
Because God is holy God.
因为我们的神是圣洁的。
He cannot be with the sinful man.
他不能和那个有罪的人同在。
Otherwise, the sinner will die before God.
否则的话，那个罪人就立即会被击杀，也是有罪。
So, God, through His mercy, does not come to us when we're sinners.
当我们还做罪人的时候，神就因着他的怜悯，回避我们，不来到我们。
He prepared salvation for us first.
但是他为我们预备了救赎。
So our sins can be taken away.
我们的罪是有一个方式被抹去的。
So this Samaritan woman lived such a sinful lifestyle that blocked her from coming to the Lord to get him know the Lord.
那撒玛利亚妇人就因着在这样罪中的生活，这样的罪阻挡了她来到主面前。
Of course, and also, the fourth point is that she feels ashamed. When you feel ashamed, you don't want to socialize with other people.
那第四个拦阻就是这位妇人，她内心是觉得非常的羞愧的。
So the sin block her from God to coming to her, and it's the shame actually block her to coming to God.
我们就看到他身上的那个罪阻挡了神不能就近他，那么他身上的那样的一个非常的羞愧的状态也阻止了他愿意去寻求神。
When Adam and Eve sinned, they covered themselves and they hid themselves.
当亚当夏娃犯罪以后，他们就立即遮挡自己，因为他们感到羞愧。
They ashamed of the sin.
因为他们为自己的罪也感到羞愧。
So it's the loneliness on the top of loneliness.
这就好像就让我们感觉他的那个孤单是好像是在孤单当中也是非常深深的那样，因为他阻挡了和神能够亲近那样的孤单。
So she had no friends on earth, and she had no friendship with God.
他既和人没有一个好的关系，也没和神没有好的关系。
And we can see that the fifth point, her barrier to come to know the Lord, is religion.
那么第五点阻挡他的就是关于宗教。
You know, how is a person, what a harsh person to share the gospel for them to believe? Are the people who already have a religion?
我们可以设想，当我们传福音给福音朋友的时候，如果他那个时候正在某种宗教信仰当中的时候。
So we can see that when she will ask the Lord questions, says, oh, we have this, we worship at, our fathers, forefathers worship at this place, and you Jews says have to be in Jerusalem. So she had this conflict in her belief system.
那我们在这里面对话就看到他就质问主耶稣，他就觉得我们的祖宗教导我们是如何敬拜你们说是那样，他有这样的冲突在他的头脑里。
So we can see that these five barriers that she had and God's grace have to overcome these five barriers that she has in her life.
我们就看到这五个拦阻着他认识神，但是神借着那样的恩典，就是要引导他，让他认识。
You know, we all have religion.
知道我们其实都有在宗教的里面。
We all have in our place, in our heart, that actually supposed to be place for God, but we filled in with something else.
我们的理念。那个原本是应该唯独给神的位置，常常会被其他的东西占据。
Bible says God placed eternity in our hearts.
圣经里说，神把那个永生放在我们里面。
So everyone has this concept of eternity. They want even the first emperor of China want to have eternal life. He has concept of this eternity.
因着神把永生放在我里面，所以人都有追求永生、向往永生的那样的心愿。中国的秦始皇，这么多年以前，在那时候他也有这样的盼望着永生。
Unfortunately, man created religion to block our way to true eternal life.
但遗憾的是，人就借着自己的手去创立各种各样的宗教，这样的宗教就阻挡了人认识那个真神。
Let's see how.He was saved. How salvation came to this woman.
我们来看一看，得救的恩典是如何临到这位妇人。
First of all, Lord Jesus wanted to find her.
第一个主做的事情就是亲自的来找到她。
You see, Jews when they go to at that time, Jews, when they wanted to go to Galilee, which is the northern part of the Jewish settlement, they, in the middle was a Samaritan land of Samaritans. So they will not go straight up, even though that was the shortest distance.
在那个时候呢，犹太人如果想去到北边的加利利呢，他需要经过中间的这一带，就是撒玛利亚人所生活的这个区域。
But Jews they despise Samaritans, so they will take a detour. They will cross the Jordan River on the east side and go up through the wilderness, and then when they went to the north, they will cross the Jordan River to the west side and enter the Galilee.
但因为犹太人呢瞧不起撒玛利亚人，所以犹太人甚至愿意向东绕远。走进一段甚至是沙漠，然后走到北边之后 在麻烦的跨过约旦河，这样绕路也不要经过撒玛利亚人的地区。
But what Jesus here tells us, he had to go through Samaria.
但是在这里，耶稣告诉我们，他必须要经过撒玛利亚人的地区。
Because Lord Jesus saw this woman.
就是因为我们的主看到了这位妇人。
Before this woman met the Lord, actually, Lord already knew this woman.
当然，当这位妇人见到主以先，主耶稣就早就认识她。
Lord Jesus came to seek her out.
主耶稣是亲自来寻找她。
You know,If we are those of us who are saved, who trust in the Lord, because Lord Jesus sought us out first.
我们每一个得救的儿女都是一样，每一个人都是主耶稣亲自的来寻找我。
I was born in Korea.
我出生
在 Taiwan for 4 years, college education, and then came to United States for my graduates. All this life, you can see this hands of God.
我出生在韩国，后来在台湾上了4年大学，之后又来美国念研究所。那我能够看到，我这一路的脚步，其实都是神来亲自来带领。
We are full of self, prejudice, and sin. We cannot find God. We do not want to find God.
因着我们的那个偏见，因着我们的传统，我们自己里面常常不愿意寻求神。
And Lord Jesus.Came to find her.
但是主耶稣来亲自来寻找她。
If this whole universe, this Samaritan woman was the only one to be saved by His precious blood on the cross, and Lord Jesus would come down just for her.
如果我们知道，如果在这宇宙当中只有这一位妇人，值得被拯救，神也会流出他的宝血，只为了救这一位妇人。
If you think you are the sinner, the worst kind.And Lord Jesus, for yourself, He'll come down and die on the cross for you.
如果你认为自己是罪人，那么请你相信主耶稣愿意流出他的宝血，单单来就是为了救赎你。
Lord Jesus told us a story. Said a good shepherd had 100 sheep.
主耶稣告诉我们一个故事，就是说一个好的牧人有100只羊。
And the one sheep got lost.
那一只羊走丢了
wander away and lost in the wilderness.
他一只羊迷失在那个荒野里面。
The good shepherd will lead the 99 sheep and will went to the wilderness to find that lost sheep.
那么好的牧人会放下那99只羊，进入那个旷野里面去把那一只迷失的羊寻回。
The first grace.From the Lord is that Lord came to seek her out.
那我们就看到这样的恩典，第一个恩典就是主亲自来寻求她，寻找她。
And Lord's second point is that Lord Jesus made himself vulnerable.
那第二点我们看到的这样的恩典表现就是主耶稣把自己变成了那样一个好像软弱的，好像脆弱的这样一个在那样的一个肢体里面。
He was God, but he came down on earth, took on the flesh and blood, taking the form of slave.
他本来是在天上与神同在的，但却愿意来到地上，取了一个取了肉身的形式，那样让他自己在一个软弱的肉体里面。
So Lord Jesus.Bible says was weary from the journey, and she was thirsty from the journey as well.
所以在圣经里面就看到主耶稣他自己也在这个时候非常的渴。
And Bible also tells us that he was crucified through the weakness.
圣经里还告诉我们，因着他的软弱，他被钉死在十字架上。
Because Lord Jesus purposely made himself weak.
因为主定义就让他自己变成软弱。
So he can come to us, approach us.
以借此他才能来到我们面前。
So we don't feel intimidated.
我们才好像不会被他的那样，不会被他吓到。
He came to our own level.
他好像虚己和我们变成了同等的地位。
A God who asked a cup of water from this Samaritan woman, a sinful woman.
一位神，他竟然来到这样一个犯罪的撒玛利亚妇人面前，向他来讨要几口水。
This is just beyond our imagination.
这实在是超出我们的想象。
He made such a God become man, make himself vulnerable, so that we feel that he actually is approachable.
这样一位神，他竟然来到地上，取了这样跟我们一样的样式，他甚至让自己变得那样的软弱，只是为了让我们觉得这一位神是那种可以亲近的神，可以来到他面前的神。
So that she would talk to him.
那他这个时候，撒玛利亚妇人就愿意来跟他讲话。
So Rosh started the conversation with her.
那我们看到这样的对话从主耶稣开始。
From a vulnerable position, she says, "Give me drink."
主耶稣借着那样一个好像虚弱的软弱的地位，他就开始说跟妇人说，请你给我水喝。
And third point of God's grace to her was the Lord spoke the words from heaven.
我们看到恩典第三个层面，就是主耶稣开始对他讲话，讲到从天上来的话。
So this is in verse 13 and 14. Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again.
十三节，耶稣说的是：“凡喝这水的还要再渴。”
You mean the water from the well of Jacob?
这里指的是雅各井里面的水。
So everything in this world, compared to that water from the Jacob's well.
这个世界上的一切东西，就好比那个从雅各井里面的水。
Good things you have.
是不错的东西。
Will not satisfy you.
但是他不会让你得到满足。
And 14 says, But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
十四节，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
These are words from heaven.
这个是从天上来的话。
This is a word of God.
这是神的话。
God, Lord Jesus, shared that with her.
主耶稣就把神的话与他分享。
And then, so because of that, with such grace, God would like to have personal conversation with her.
我们看到就借着这样的恩典，神就愿意和我们每个人有那样个人的关系。
To tell her.The words of God.
愿意把神的话讲给我们听。
Can you imagine that someone is high position that they would like to have spend a lot of time have this personal, individual conversation with us?
我们可以想象有这么高地位的一个人，他愿意和我们有这样私人的关系、私人的交谈。
You think President Biden would, or the, what is that called, the cars, like, big black car would stop over here, and then come, get off the car and talk to you and spend hours talking to you in person?
就好像我们想象一个位高的人，比如说美国的总统，想象他好像坐着他的车到我们面前，愿意花时间跟我们个人有这样的交谈，愿意有这样的这样的交谈吗？
So Lord reveals the truth, the secret of the truth to her alone, by herself.
但是我们在这里就看到神就借着这样跟他一对一的私人的交谈，就把这样的恩典真理就向他来阐明了。
我碰一下All right. So and then we see that after he spoke this the word of God to her, and what happened?
我们看到当他跟妇人来交通从神来的话语之后发生什么？
The first point is that she asked the Lord for that the gift that God wanted to give her.
我们看到妇人就开始问他的问题，关于他要把他赐给他的这个圣
灵。Remember, Jesus promises, and ask, it shall be given.
记得我们读过，神告诉我们那些寻求的就寻见，
寻求的就必给你们，
寻求的就必给你们。
寻求就能寻见。
寻求就寻见。
And a knock,
敲门的
，it shall be opened to you.
就为你们开门。
寻求的，你要求啊。那么呢，就给你们，中文是这样的。
Yeah, 中文翻译成，
中文的。
寻求的就寻见，后门的就为你们开门。
Ask, it will be given you.
那些寻找的、去求的，神就回应，就给。
See, Lord Jesus using grace to pile up in her the desire to ask the Lord for that gift.
借着这样的恩典，神就让他里面有那样的一个渴慕，来渴慕，来寻求关于神。
So a lot of times when we share the gospel with a friend, in the end we like to pray with them.
我们常常呢，在传福音的时候，跟福音朋友来传福音，但是在最后，我们常常忘记一起来祷告。
没有忘记，we will pray with them. We ask to pray with them.
我们在传福音的时候也会一起来祷告。
Giving a friend opportunity to ask by himself, by herself.
我们也愿意给福音朋友一个机会，让他鼓励他自己来去寻求，自己来向神来求。
So this is a fourth point in the Lord's grace. And then fifth point, and we can see that God will view herlifestyle, and she gave her chance to repent, confess, and believe in him.
那么，第五个恩典就是我们看到神就向他挑明、指明他的那个生活的状况，让他里面有那样的悔改。借着这样的悔改，他就愿意来借着信来
So Lord Jesus says, once she asked for that gift, the living water, and Lord Jesus said, bring your husband over here.
在这里的对话是，当妇人要那喝那个水的时候，主耶稣对他说的话是说，你去把你的丈夫也叫来到这里。
Lord Jesus had to remove the barrier of sin in her life so that she can come to God, God can come to him.He can get to know the Lord, and Lord can know her.
神在这里愿意挪去拦阻他的那个罪，让他能够来到神面前。
So she was very honest. She said, "I do not have a husband." And the Lord Jesus, "You said it right. You have had five husbands, and current one you have is not even yours."
这位妇人也非常的诚实，她说她没有丈夫。主耶稣说：“你说没有是不错的，因为你现在。”有的并不是你的丈夫。
And then later she repented. Because how do we know? Because she left the water jar there. And she went back to the city and talked to all the people she tried to avoid early on. She said, I met Christ. Basically, this is what she said.
那么在后面我们就看到这位妇人真的悔改，因为我们看到她甚至把那个打水的器具都放在旁边都不顾，然后她跑到撒玛利亚的人群当中，这些人群本来是她去刻意回避的人群，这时候她愿意来到他们中间跟他们说，哦，我见到了这一位救主。
So do you think this Samaritan woman believed in the Lord as Christ as a Savior.
所以你们觉得这位撒玛利亚妇人在此时是不是已经得救，接受这一位基督成为她的救主？
Of course, that's the eternal life she has changed her.
当然是，在她里面那个永远的生命改变了她。
180-degree change happened in her right there.
我们就看到那样的一个改变，就在当时就马上就改变了她。
This is how this American woman got saved.
这就是这个撒玛利亚妇人得救的这样的故事。
Chapter 3, the Nicodemus has social status.
我们在第三章读到的尼格迪姆的故事，我们看到他在社会上是有地位的。
With a high morality.
他是在那个很高的品级里面，很高的社会地位的。
Chapter 4, this Samaritan woman was low in status and lived a sinful life.
而第四章的这个故事里面的撒玛利亚妇人是非常低的社会地位，她在那个罪里面的生罪中的生活。
God's grace wants to reach you high and above, but also on those down and below.
你就看到神的恩典临到他们两个人所代表的，不管是位高的还是卑贱的，神的恩典都会临到他们。
And everyone in between.
还有当然在他们当中所有的人。
Also, you can notice that Lord Jesus did not perform any miracles in this with these two individuals.
Yeah, 我们也在这两个故事当中注意到，其实主耶稣并没有在他们对谈当中写做行任何的神迹，在这两个故事当中。
Just by the word of God.
他只是靠着神口里的话。
And she believed, and she had this seal that the God is true in her.
因为他有那个确据，他有这个印在他的身上，因为神是真的。
You see the seal, people from Asia may still understand.Feel how important, how it's been used.
好像从亚洲来的人更能深刻地体会到这个印章印记，好像那个。
In Asia, if you open a bank account,
在亚洲，如果你去开一个银行的账户
，they ask you have a personal seal.
他要求你必须提供一个个人的印。
Now over here, of course, signature, but over there is a seal.
在美国更多的是签名，在亚洲是。
Anything belong to you, your books belong to you, you have your seal put on the book front page.
你个人的物品、书籍，你也会在上面扣一个你个人的。
Says this book belong to me.
代表这个物品属于我。
This bank account belong to me.
这样一个账户属于我。
This seal of God, that God is true, now belong to you. You personally experienced, and it belong to you, not anybody else.
这样一个神的印记，他的印记，代表着你是这个属于你的印记，也不属于任何人，而是来自于神的印证的神是真的。
So those of you haven't put your trust in the Lord Jesus yet，
对于那些还没有信靠我们主耶稣的人
，You should put your trust in the Lord。
劝你们把那个信心摆在我们的主面前。
Today and now。
就是今天，就是现在。
And then let this woman leave the water jar before.
就好像这位妇人把那个水罐放到旁边。
And then go to be baptized.
然后去拎着信而受洗。
That's public testimony that woman did.
这就是这个妇人所看到的见证。
She went back to the city and told to everyone that she met there. She says, I met Christ.
他到了城里面，告诉所有他遇到的人。
He revealed to me everything they have done.
他说他见到了这位救世主，他向我，他将一切的事都告诉我。
Public testimony that is done today is to be baptized.
那么这样的在公众面前的见证，今日的含义就是指的受浸。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来去祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
For our
May the Holy Spirit continue to work in our heart with your word.
也求圣灵借着你的话语继续在我们心里面做工。
And shed the light in our hearts and guide our ways.
在我们心里面也发出光亮，照亮我们的前面的路。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy, precious name, we pray.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督最为宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen. Amen.